Le'ili Nishmas Rav Kleinimis Kalman Rabbeinu Eli Malach Sanhedrin Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph Echad Dine Mamanis Ve'echad Dine Nefashos Be'drishu V'chakira. Both Dine Mamanis and Dine Nefashos have Drisha and Chakira. Drisha and Chakira are the interrogations that the Dayanim do with the Edim. A Chakira are the seven questions that they ask regarding time and place to make sure that the Edim are both saying accurate and consistent edus. That's a chakira. A drisha are the items that are nogeya with the etzim thing going on, like, for example, by money, how much money was lent, things like that. Questions of that nature. Those are the drishas. And bedikos are outside questions. The reason those are asked was to make sure that they're telling the truth and to catch them off guard and catch them contradicting each other, like what color shirt was he wearing and things like that. Those are bedikos. So Mishnah tells us that both Dine Mamanis and Dine Nefashos have Drishin Chakira. Shenemar Mishpat Echad Yelechem. The Torah says that it's the same Mishpat by both of them. The truth is, though, the Rav says, that when it comes to Dine Mamanis, in order Shalei Tinol Delas Bifnei Alovim, that people will be more apt to lend other people, they didn't require so many Drishas and Chakiras like they do by Dine Nefashos, because they don't want to shut people down from lending. However, if we're dealing with somebody that's a Ramai and they see that the guy is a trickster, then they would do a lot of drushas and chakiras. Ma bein dine mamanis le dine nefashos. So what is the difference between dine mamanis and dine nefashos? Dine mamanis b'shloisha v'dine nefashos b'esem b'shloisha. So first, dine mamanis has 3 dayanim and dine nefashos has 23, like we've learned. Dine mamanis poischin bein l'schus bein l'chova. By dine mamanis, the opening arguments and deliberations can start to make somebody potter, or make somebody chayef. V'dinei nefashos poischin l'schus v'ein poischin l'chov. V'dinei nefashos, they always start the opening deliberations looking at the tzad to get the guy off the hook when we come to dinei nefashos. Dinei mamanis matin al pi'echa. Dinei mamanis, we overturn, meaning the scales tip and the judgment is ruled by one dayan, by a majority of one. Bein l'schus bein l'chova. When it comes to mammon, 2 versus 1, even if it's l'chov, it wins, because a chov for one person by mamanis is a chus for the other, and vice versa. Somebody's always a chov for. And stamazai, we go by rov, so that's why it's always a majority of one. V'dine nefashos matin al pi echad l'schus v'al pi shnayim l'chova. But by dine nefashos, like we learned, you can go off of a majority of one to make a guy off the hook and potter him, but when it comes to be mechayiv him and to kill him, you need a majority of two. Dine mamanis machzirin bein l'schus bein l'chova. When it comes to mamanis, you can overturn a din, whether it's a schus, bein l'schus, bein l'chova. Dine nefashos machzirin l'schus, bein machzirin l'chova. When it comes to dine nefashos, once, if a person was danned that he should be killed, they can go back and overturn their din to be mezakehim. But vice versa, once they say that he's a schus, ein machzirin l'chova, you can't go back and kill him. And this is learned out from drushas, like Teisanta points out, based on the Gemara. Dine mamanis, a kol malamdin tzchus v'chayva. Dine mamanis, everybody can be malamed tzchus or a chova. There were talmidim that were sitting in when the deliberations were going on, and the talmidim could be malamed a tzchus or a chova. Dine nefashos, kol malamdin tzchus. Everybody, even the talmidim that were sitting in the rows in front of the dayanim, they could be malamed tzchus. Ve'ina kol malamdin chova, but they couldn't be malamed chova. They had to be quiet. Dine mamanis, amlamed chova, malamed tzchus, v'amlamed tzchus, malamed chova. By dine mamanis, if a person was lamed chova, he can be malamed tzchus, and also vice versa. If he first deliberated and gave his opinion of tzchus, he can change his mind and be malamed chova. Dine nefashos, hamalamed chova, malamed tzchus. Yes, it's true. If you're malamed chova, you can go back and be malamed tzchus. If malamed tzchus, en yochol lachzor ulalamed chova. But you can't go and be malamed chova if you were once malamed tzchus. Dine mamanis, donin v'yom v'gomin balayla. By dine mamanis, they would judge during the day. The tchilas din was during the day. V'gomrim balayla. And they can finish at night. They could do it at night. If they finish during the day, that's great. But they're allowed to finish it at night. Because the Torah says, v'shaftu asa'am b'chol eis. They can judge any time. Just that the tchilas din has to be b'yom. The beginning of it, because the Torah does say, v'ayab b'yom hanchilu asbanu. So the tchilas din is yom, but they can have the gemar din even b'layla b'chol eis. Dine nefashos donim b'yom v'goymrim b'yom. Dine nefashos starts during the day and also has to finish during the day. It can't be the same day, as we're going to soon see. So it has to be the next day. But the Gemira also has to be, the final Psak Din has to be during the day. And that's because, like the Rab brings, the Torah says, Vuka osam lashem neged hashemesh. That was when they were hung during the day in the sun. This is for people that had skila done to them and they would hang them right afterwards. And since we know that they're killed during the day, so for sure the Gemar Din has to be during the day because you always kill the Bar Chiyuva right after his Gemar Din, so he shouldn't sit like these people on the death row for 20 years. The death row in Chazal, they didn't want to torture the person, so the second that they gave him a Gemar Din that he's Chayv Misa, he gets killed right away. So therefore we know that the Gemar Din also has to be during the day. Dine Mamanus, Garmin Bobayam. Dine Mamanus, you can finish the same very day that you started. Bein l'schus, bein l'chova, whether it's schus or chova. Dine Nefashos, Garmin Bobayam l'schus. Dine Nefashos, it's true, you can finish that same day for schus. Uviyom shela achav l'chova. But it has to be the next day if you want to make him guilty. L'fikach ein donin lo be'erev Shabbos v'lo be'erev Yontif. And therefore, by Dine Nefashos, we can't judge him on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yontif, because if it comes out that he's chayiv, and you have the Gemar Din on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to kill him on Shabbos. Because Mises Beistin is not Doicha Shabbos, let's learn that from Sukkim. And also you can't give a Gemar Din on Shabbos and then wait till tomorrow to kill him, because then you're torturing him, like we said before. Therefore, Beistin does not start Dini Nefashis on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif.